mid-level activism, informal networks, and the bureaucratic politics of health in all policies. The presenter is Nadav Davidovich, MD, MPH, PhD in history and sociology of health, and he's a public health physician. He's currently the chair of the Department of Health Systems Management, Faculty of Health Sciences at the Ben-Gurion University and board member of the Physicians for Human Rights in Israel. His research focuses on health policy, health inequities, social justice, and health and public health ethics. So let's welcome Nadav.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. I'm very happy that I'm following the other papers. I think it's what I'm going to present is complementary. I'm going to focus actually on what is called the mid-level, that many times is a bit neglected. This work is part of a PhD of Yanai Krenzler that unfortunately couldn't arrive here to Chicago. I don't need to tell here the people what is health in all policies, of course. Just to say that the presentation today is going to focus on the formal structures and mechanisms. And of course, part of it is this frustration that on one hand we are talking about health in all policies, we are talking about intersectoral collaboration, so why the hell is not happening so many times? And I think that finally we need to understand the local cultures. I'm going to present today an Israeli case, but of course in terms of the culture is very different than the US or Europe. So I think this is also very important to understand the local structure. Okay, so countries around the world are attempting intersectoral strategies like HPA, but we know, and here are just a few of the publications, that finally implementation is quite limited. So what is our research? The context is a national program for active and healthy living. In Hebrew it's called Efshari Bari. The government launches the program in December 2011. The ministries that are involved are ministers of health, education, culture and sport, and of course there are partnerships across many different, both the national and local government, NGOs, academia, also the private sector. We in Israel have a national health insurance law that's being operated by four SIC funds, kind of HMOs, not exactly, and there are also financial incentives for the health funds to do to participate in these national programs. We're talking about a network of health promoting schools, hospitals, workplaces. This is all happening, of course, within a certain regulatory context, different community programs, and all this program is also being evaluated. As you can imagine, it's although Israel is quite a small country, it's a mess to operate, and I was involved a bit in it, and it's even much more complicated than it looks, but I guess that everybody here working in health promotion, health impact assessment, health in all policies is quite familiar. I'm just showing one of the graphs about, because this is a major component of the program, obesity, and unfortunately, like in the US and other countries, we can see the trends both in women and men, and this is just until the early 90s that the graph continued to move farther later on. So the first publication we had, and this is in the Israel Journal of Health Policy Research, it's an open access journal. What we did, actually we took the WHO analytical framework and we're just mapping what's going on. And you can see here that in terms of, you know, the intersectoral governance structure such as ministerial linkages, public health ministries or parliamentary committees, etc., etc., through the various governance actions, it is quite clear that certain structures are quite operating, some others, almost nothing is happening. And this was the incentive for Yanai Krenzler to continue with the PhD, understanding how exactly we can move on and understand better, understanding the different barriers. And what we were frustrated also that the WHA model, we perceive that actually finally is not fully reflecting what is going on the ground. And I think also in the previous presentation, maybe you were hinting to it, but the whole question of the informal ties, we think it's very important. It's quite clear that the WHO perspective had the much more emphasis on top level, you know, political, managerial, community level, but the bottom, but not so much on the mid level, you know, head of departments or head of different programs. Also, there is a strong emphasis on pre-policy, about planning, building, and post-policy, but not about the actual work itself in terms of overcoming the barriers. There are different divides, we can call it silo mentality of government, and it's not actually capturing the everyday struggle that I'm sure that I see the people are nodding. I'm sure that everybody knows exactly what I'm talking, right? Because it looks wonderful, and it's, you know, and we know that, you know, we also for students, I can give a talk and people are so excited and then they're crashing into reality, and this is exactly what we wanted to do the research. So in terms of our methods and goals, it's the work is conducted on 3 years of ethnographic field work within the context of this national program, Efshari Barim, that is implemented. It includes also all the document observations, different documents, content analysis, and finally understanding with how people, organization, network that are crucial to the program attempted the implementation. We combine participant observation, participating in meetings, also pre- and post-meeting discussions, document analysis, and in-depth interviews with key stakeholders. In terms of the goals, we wanted to describe the civil servant attempt to promote health in an intersectorial way, understand how stakeholders perceive, engage, relate to, and interact with one another and with each other policy-making environments. The real interaction, the everyday interaction, and also to identify cultures, networks, conflicts, and power structures that characterize, drive, and delay the national program, the Efshari Barim progress. Another goal is to help increase the extent to which a theoretical base of intersectorial health governance reflects the tacit knowledge of those responsible for its implementation. So what I'm going to present today are some preliminary findings and some thoughts about our future work. So what are the struggles? Again, I'm not going to, this is quite, probably everybody here knows about it. The question, the struggle, how to frame the work? Is it a more medicalized? And as a physician, I must say that it's very hard. I'm a public health physician, but if you're talking with physicians, it's very hard to take them away from, you know, the medicalized perception. Many health promoters are also stuck in a very behavioral kind of approach. I see also people nodding here. And how to frame it as also as a social issue. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that these are necessarily contradicting. I think they can be complementary, but many times they are contradicting, and it's a question of, it's becoming a struggle instead of, you know, working together and having a dialogue. So who's framing health promotion and how finally it's reflecting the power relations, right? You know, someone who's an MD versus someone who's a social worker, okay, etc. The struggle between traditional departments versus maybe newly created structures that are more intersectorial, some of them were mentioned here before, but I think it would be quite naive to think that, yeah, we can just have a new health in all policies structure and everybody will clap and nothing will happen, at least in Israel, I think also in the US, but at least in Israel this can create lots of fuss and you know, and questions. Issues of control, of course, how the Ministry of Health, you know, is going to be reflected in the other ministries. Because there are already, for example, in Israel, in the Ministry of Education, people that are working on school health, etc. And then again, you have the kind of a struggle: who's finally going to control? You talked about okay, who's leading, but that's of course also a political question. I mean, internal political question. And then, at least in Israel, when I think also here in the U.S. and other countries, you know, suddenly you have a polio crisis. We had in 2013 no clinical cases, but we had polio and sewage. We had mass vaccination, and then, you know, everybody is participating in mass vaccination, and for several months almost nothing else is being conducted. Definitely not, you know, health promotion or things like that, or Ebola or other things. Lots of frustration with all these processes, and again, we call it the power networks versus the beggar networks. You know, those who have the money can be in Israel. Unfortunately, many times the Ministry of Defense, you know, or other networks that are trying to promote things, but you know, not exactly with lots of budget. Even within the Ministry of Health, of course. We have different initiatives, and health promotion usually having the smallest budgets. So, when doing the interviews and all of the methods I described before, we describe something that we call it bureaucratic activism. Maybe it sounds like an oxymoron, but it's exactly those amazing people working within the bureaucracy, but acting like an activist, you know, working within the ministries, but in a different way. And here we describe, you know, these people that they have a consciousness, and Mankal in Hebrew is like the director general. So they are saying, you know, the director generals are like husbands; they come and go, but we remain there, and we can carry on the work later on. They have what sometimes is called the local knowledge. You know, I can give you one example, and this is a quotation about, you know, having a very important knowledge to share. You'll see the representative from the Minister of Finance will call to say he cannot attend the committee meeting. He'll do this before each meeting, less than an hour before it starts, too late for us to reschedule. And then when the committee publishes the conclusion, they say, hey, this is not valid because the Minister of Finance was not present at the committee meetings. Okay, so this is a kind of an internal knowledge that exactly how to overcome these kind of things. Because at the beginning, you know, you're very enthusiastic, but you're very naive, and then these are kind of things that you need to know before. The whole question of resilience and ability to adapt to budget cuts, especially in health promotion, breakdowns of committees. These are things that those kind of mid-level bureaucrat activists, many times they have the knowledge that can really be very helpful. We found an amazing reliance upon friendship and durable relationship. And this is something that we could attest when, you know, before the meeting, after the meeting, like, you know, the small talks about grandchildren, or, you know, things like, she's my first phone call of the day. We rely on each other. Again, a quotation, we were hugging before she left. After all these years working together, we've really developed a friendship. It's amazing to work with a friend like that. Okay, so these are things that, in order to develop them, it's not exactly, you cannot have like a manual, right? Or the Director General of the Ministry of Culture and Sport saying, so you and Ruth was then the director of the health promotion department, the Minister of Health, are friends. So that doesn't make your work a joint program. And Shlomit, another a mid-level activist, kind of said, yes, it actually does. So these kind of informal ties that are extremely crucial. Another theme that was very important is the, and maybe this is more so in Israel, is about breaking rules. And again, the quote, we joke in public health that we'll all have cells next to one another in prison for the games that we play with the money. And of course, this is not corruption or something, but it's exactly how to adjust and move. And I'm sure that I see people here nodding. So you need to do all these small manipulations that, you know, if you don't have the experience and the know-how, it's very difficult. Or another quotation, I became a criminal when I joined the government. When I saw how hard it was to promote things in the ministry, my peers and I started an external NGO to promote women's and girls' sports. The NGO would pressure the ministry, and I would then get the call from management criticizing me for not doing enough, but providing me the budget I needed to fix things as well. And this is very, very common in Israel, at least. I think also in the US. And sometimes it's exactly... I worked in the Ministry of Health. I'm now in the academia. I'm also with Physicians for Human Rights. But sometimes it's exactly, you know, getting the message, Nadav, I need you to work behind the scene. I want you to pressure me from the outside. And these are really interesting relationships. Or how to hide certain budgets in a way in order to use them by the end of the year, all these kind of things. And finally, circumventing hierarchical order, finally to reach the minister when it's really needed. Some more quotation, you should know there's one in every ministry, the department head was there because she cares, does all the work and doesn't get any credit for it, breaks rules when they get in her way. Or we argued that this department head is a key component and should much more be acknowledged in this whole framework of health in all policies, and usually not so much acknowledged in the literature, and we think that we should focus much more on them and speak closer to the nature of what they actually do. So what's next? We want now to consider other barriers, such as all these connection between different sectors or silos, social spaces, and we're doing now the analysis following Bourdieu, the French sociologist, and also the conceptual development of what we coined the term bureaucratic activism. So, for example, how this is different than sometimes what is called in the literature policy entrepreneurs, that we think it's not, it's coming maybe too much from the business sector or maybe from a much more individualistic perspective or street level bureaucrat theory, and to develop more this idea of those really amazing person that we call them the bureaucratic activist. Thank you very much.